Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Today's story comes from a collaboration between myself and a listener named Piri. Piri had some incredible ideas for a new series, and I'm super excited we got to develop them together. You're going to love it. Before we get started, let's get into a shout out. Nikos reached out on Spotify. He's been listening for a while. Nikos, I think if you were a character from the stories, you would be the mysterious detective. And you could teleport and go invisible, so you could just show up out of nowhere to help solve mysteries, and you'd lurk in the shadows and combine your fighting ability with your invisibility and teleportation to take down bad guys. Thanks for listening, Nikos. Today's episode is titled Mind Crystal Mystery, Part 1. It was a bright, sunny morning at the academy. Students rushed across the grassy courtyard, some with books of spells tucked under their arms, others practicing simple levitation charms as they walked. Near the entrance, a small group had gathered to greet some new arrivals. Professor Pilsen stood at the front of the gathering, his black suit perfectly pressed as always, his face expressionless as he watched the approaching figures. Beside him stood Hamish, the purple dragon wizard who towered over everyone else.
"Here they come," Hamish rumbled.
Three figures were walking up the path that led to the academy. Two were clearly children, a girl who looked about 12, and a smaller boy who seemed to be skipping and running in circles around the others, barely able to contain his energy. The third figure was a young woman with striking red hair that flowed down past her shoulders. She wore a long lavender cloak that billowed around her as she walked, and she carried a small leather satchel. As they approached, the students whispered among themselves, curious about these newcomers. These were some of the new transfer students from another magic school far away.
"Welcome to the Academy," Professor Pilsen said, his voice flat and formal as the three reached the entrance. "I am Professor Pilsen, headmaster of the Academy."
The red-haired woman stepped forward with a warm smile. "Thank you for having us, Professor Pilsen. I'm Professor Kate, and these are my students, Piri and Henry." The girl, Piri, gave a small wave to everyone. Her eyes were bright and curious, and she looked around at the students in the imposing academy building behind them. Henry, meanwhile, had stopped running and was now half-hiding behind his sister, sneaking glances at the enormous purple dragon.
"Is that a real dragon?" Henry whispered loudly to his sister, pointing at Hamish.
Hamish chuckled.
"Yes, young one, I am indeed a real dragon. My name is Hamish, and I teach potions here at the academy."
Henry got excited.
"Whoa, we didn't have any dragon teachers at our old school."
"Where exactly was your old school?" asked a student from the crowd.
"Crystal Crest Academy," Professor Kate answered. "It's far to the east, beyond the Crystal Mountains. We've come as part of a new exchange program between magic schools."
Professor Pilsen nodded.
"Perhaps you would care to demonstrate some of your abilities for our students. I find that practical demonstrations are often the best way to introduce oneself in a new magical environment."
Professor Kate smiled.
"Of course."
She took a step back, closed her eyes, and in a flash of purple light, she vanished. The students gasped as she reappeared instantly on the other side of the courtyard, then vanished again and reappeared right where she had been standing.
"Teleportation is my specialty," she said with a modest bow, "among other things."
"Most impressive," said Professor Pilsen, his expression unchanged, despite the spectacular display. "And what about the young ones?"
Piri stepped forward, looking slightly nervous but determined.
"I'm a shapeshifter," she said.
She closed her eyes, took a deep breath, and her form began to shimmer and change. Within seconds, where Piri had stood was now a beautiful falcon, with the same brown coloring as her hair. The falcon spread its wings and took flight,
soaring over the heads of the amazed students before circling back and transforming mid-air into Peary, who landed gracefully on her feet. The students broke into applause, and even Professor Pilsen raised an eyebrow slightly, which for him was the equivalent of wild enthusiasm.
"And you, young man?" Pilsen asked, turning to Henry.
Henry stepped out from behind his sister, suddenly looking much more confident after seeing the positive reactions. "I can do this," he announced proudly. Before anyone could blink, Henry had vanished completely. "Where did he go?" someone asked, looking around. A moment later, there was a gust of wind and students felt something rush past them. Professor Pilsen's hat suddenly lifted off his head and floated around in the air before settling back down, slightly crooked. Henry reappeared a few feet away, giggling. "I can turn invisible, and I'm super fast," he explained. "Oh, and super strong, too, but I'm not allowed to demonstrate that one after what happened in the library at our old school." He looked apologetically at Professor Kate. Professor Kate cleared her throat. "Yes, we're still working on control with that particular ability."
"I see," said Professor Pilsen, straightening his hat. "We welcome all three of you to the Academy. Students, please show our new arrivals around while I take Professor Kate to meet the rest of the faculty."
As Professor Pilsen led Professor Kate away toward the main building, the students surrounded Peary and Henry, bombarding them with questions. "What kind of animals can you turn into? How long can you stay invisible? Why did you leave your old school?" Peary answered patiently. "I can turn into most animals, but I'm best with birds and small mammals. And we came here to experience someplace new, since Crystal Crest and the Academy are now student transfer partners." Henry brightened as one of the students offered to show him the training grounds where they practiced magical combat. As the group moved toward the training grounds, Lucy and Holly, two students who had been on many adventures, fell into step beside Peary. "Don't worry about being new here," Lucy said kindly. "Everyone's pretty nice, and Professor Pilsen is a good headmaster, even if he does look like he's never smiled in his life." "Thanks," Peary said with a small laugh. "It's just a big change, you know. Our old school was different." "Well, you're going to love it here," Holly assured her. "There's always something interesting happening at the Academy." Little did they know just how interesting things were about to become. Over the next few days, Peary and Henry began to settle into life at the Academy. The classes were challenging but fascinating, and the other students were welcoming. Professor Kate quickly became popular among the students with her engaging teaching style and impressive magical displays. One evening, about a week after their arrival, Peary was studying in the room she shared with several other students when Henry burst in, not bothering to knock. "Peary," he whispered urgently, "I need to tell you something." "Henry, you can't just barge in here," Peary scolded, but she followed him out into the hallway. "What? What is it?" Henry looked around to make sure no one was listening. "I saw Professor Kate sneaking out of the Academy last night. She was using her invisibility magic, but I could see her because, you know." He wiggled his fingers to indicate his own invisibility abilities. Peary frowned. "Maybe she was just going for a walk? Grown-ups don't really need to sneak. They can just come and go as they please." Henry shook his head emphatically. "No way! She was being super sneaky and she had this weird bag with her and she went toward the Dark Mountain." "The Dark Mountain?" Peary's frown deepened. Everyone at the Academy knew that the Dark Mountain was a dangerous place. Home to bandits, cave trolls, and who knew what else. "Yeah, and she's gone again tonight. I saw her leave just a few minutes ago." Peary bit her lip, thinking. "Maybe we should follow her, just to make sure she's okay?" Henry's eyes lit up. "That's what I was thinking. I can turn invisible, you can turn into something small and quiet like a mouse or something." "I don't know, Henry. If we get caught breaking the rules our first week here..." "But what if Professor Kate is in trouble?" Henry argued. "She's our teacher and she came here with us. Don't you think we should make sure she's safe?" Peary rolled her eyes. Clearly Henry was going to say anything to get her to go with him. And maybe if she didn't, he would just end up going by himself. "All right, but we just follow her to see where she's going. We don't do anything risky, understand?" Henry nodded eagerly, already turning invisible. "Let's go." Peary sighed. knowing her little brother well enough to realize that he would go whether she came or not. "But don't get too far out in front of me. Stay close by." She concentrated, and her form shimmered and changed until a small brown owl stood where she had been. With silent wings, she flew out the window, with the invisible Henry following close behind on foot. The night was clear, with a bright moon illuminating the path that led away from the academy and toward the looming shadow of the dark mountain in the distance. Peary's keen owl eyes spotted a figure moving swiftly along the path. Professor Kate, in her lavender cloak. Peary hooted softly to make sure Henry was still following, then flew after their teacher, wondering what could possibly be drawing her to such a dangerous place at this hour of the night. As they approached the dark mountain, Peary couldn't shake a growing feeling of unease. What was Professor Kate up to? And what were they going to discover if they followed her into that ominous mountain? The answer, Peary suspected, was going to change everything. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Feel free to send all your drawings and shout-out requests to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.